Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 47, The Lion's Den. Part 2 of 3.
If Michael's right, even if that symbol works now, it might not work for long. Now that we know what it is, he'll just find some way around it. He may already have.
So what can we do?
Michael?
You said you found those two. Is one of those entrances still open?
Yeah, they didn't recognize us at the first one.
Do you think you can get Cody down there still?
Maybe. It's got a good range, but that gas might keep us even further back. It could be spreading out into the area. Not to mention, the entrances are crawling with those things, more than I thought.
What if we were able to get that scuba gear for you? That'll limit any gas exposure you'll have.
Oh, no. Seriously? That stuff?
But what if it goes really, really deep? Tanya, you said the cracks at Ground Zero could be old tunnels. How far can Cody go?
Wait, I didn't catch that. What about the cracks at Ground Zero? You think they're connected?
That I doubt way too far. The gas is probably from corpses they kept there, maybe to keep us out.
No, you were saying that they might have been here from before. Like, they could be old, old.
Well, we don't know exactly where the gas came from, but if it came from something that died... It's just that from what you described about the tunnel walls... That's not something you learn overnight. It could be more instinctual. Maybe one of the reasons they're adapting to going underground easily. Maybe whatever came before did too.
Like they're some sort of animal now.
If it makes it easier to think of them that way, yes. They're becoming less and less like us, all the time.
Okay, so wherever that stuff came from is dead, but they're not, so can we stay on task?
So then what? Are we all gonna just go over there now, try and help?
Can you give me some time to think about it? I need to stitch up Saul, and there's a lot to consider.
Should we call back other colonists to help?
I don't know if we can. convincing people to come back and to go down there. They still haven't pointed their dishes from the colony to here yet, so I have no way to talk to them anyway.
Yeah. And I think we'll need to do some recon first. If Ink's not down there, this could all be a big waste.
So what do we do?
Well, if you want, go ahead and get those scuba tanks together. I'll get back to you in the morning. We've been at it all day. Need to get some sleep.
Michael, would you all mind giving us a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Can you put Saul on?
Saul, you should probably talk to your mom. She's really hurting now, and she needs you. And I know you don't want to, but why don't you think about what she's going through? You're her child, you know? You should talk to her. He won't listen to me. I'll try, okay? Just give me some time.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch shortly.
Yeah, get some rest.
You didn't go back to sleep, did you?
No. Not like I could, anyway. I'm coming.
I grabbed everything we might want to take with us and loaded it up already. Found a good stash of meds in the bathroom, too.
Where are we going?
I think we should get home. We head to Dunbar, or the colony, and spend some time there for a while before the firehouse.
What's the point?
Well, I think we should, for now, regroup and...
I don't want to go back.
I understand that. But I think a few days off might
I'm done. There's nothing left for me or us. We're not going to find her.
So what? We just go? Leave everybody behind?
I can't go back there, Bert. Everything I love is gone.
I'm still here, and I care about you. Not in that way, but, you know.
So let's just go, you and me. We can get far from this place. All that's left here for us is pain. What I did last night, when I think about it, when he looked at me, it's like he was looking at her. He wasn't one of those things. He wasn't even pointing a gun at us. And I killed him. I don't think I can ever forget his face, how he looked at me, how I look at me.
Now hold on. He was no innocent.
Does it matter? We're no closer today than when we left everyone the first time. How long can we keep this up? What is it doing to us, to me? We haven't seen Scratch in how many months, and she's still hurting us.
I guess.
They were fine before we left. They'll be fine now. I don't want to go back and see where Liz is not anymore. If we would have stayed, she might still be here. We can go someplace new. Leave this behind. Try and forget it.
We can go, but I can't just walk away without telling everyone. Did that once before, and it's not fair to them. After we pack up, we can head to a safe house and give them a call. You don't have to say a word. I'll do the talking. Let me do that. Then we can go.
All right.
Okay.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning.
Any trouble getting here?
No, just clear the whole way.
Well, let's make this quick. Your scuba gear is in the back. Go ahead and grab it. I also brought a bunch of other stuff you might need. NVGs we grabbed, extra flashlights with filters and whatnot.
Well, thanks, but we may not need it.
Yeah, Michael and I came up with an idea to give us a clear path for Cody.
We'll use the attractant near the entrance where we were attacked. Draw him out.
I haven't really seen that stuff work, so I'll have to trust you on it.
It will. What are these?
Peg's made those last night. They're the red armbands we used at the colony, but she sewed something else on them.
The simple thing.
Yeah, she stayed up late last night getting them done. I know you were going to draw the symbol on your gear, but this won't rub off.
Hey, these are cool. Man, if they work, sweet.
All right, so how do you use this scuba stuff?
Is Saul upstairs?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so this valve here controls the flow. This knob here is going to control...
Saul?
In here.
Oh, yeah. He didn't do a good job stitching you up, did he?
Nope.
Oh, yikes. I'm gonna have to redo most of this. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, this part isn't bad. Maybe just the lower half.
I did that part in the mirror. Couldn't do the rest. Ow!
Just do your best to hold still. This is bleeding pretty bad.
You sure you can do this?
You want me to go? I can. I can leave. Let it get infected.
I didn't ask you to come. Michael did.
Fine, I'll have him come in and he can do it wrong again. I just undid most of the bad stitches.
Ow!
You're the one who's bleeding. I can wait.
I'm sorry. Can you? You're good at it.
Hold still.
Ow!
Wow, these are really bad. Even for Michael.
He was too careful trying not to get blood on himself. Got sloppy.
Then I guess I'm the only one who can do this. So just let me work. Oh, is that where he got you on the neck?
Yeah. Didn't bite in too deep. Like he was trying not to.
Mine wasn't like that. It would have killed me if it had the chance.
Michael said that maybe they tried to grab you too. You know, think they knew we might be, you know?
Immune? My guess is no. Why else would they try to turn you?
Victor said something like maybe we should have tried to give Datu a blood transfusion. You think that might have...
Could be something to test in the future, but Datu wasn't our same blood type. That could have just killed him sooner.
Well, maybe you should tell everyone that, because they're expecting us to hook them up.
So whatever makes us different, I doubt it can transfer like that. If you and I both have it, it's genetic. Not in our blood, but our bodies.
How come we're this way?
I don't know. Lucky, I guess. Genes play a funny role like that. Sometimes in ways you don't know until you're exposed to something. Hell, there's even some people who can't get HIV. Their cells just don't let it in. I mean, look at Skittles. He's different, too. Whatever's unique might not have been that uncommon. There might have been others like us. But immunity doesn't stop you from being killed.
Ow!
I'm going quick. Just hang in there.
Man, I'm bleeding all over.
Yeah, head wound does that. I'll be done soon. This one's deep. I need to use the ones that dissolve. You think Nicholas is too?
What?
Is like us.
Can we not talk about him?
I'm sorry. Look, I know you're mad at me. But please, not him. He didn't do anything.
I'm not.
You don't seem to care one bit what happens to him right now. You're his father.
I do care, and I know who I am. Why do you think I'm here?
You're not trying to distance yourself from him? From me?
This might be our last shot. What happens if that fails? What future would he have?
We have other people. There are other options.
And they can just screw it up. All right? I won't let that happen.
I know. I just have a bad feeling. When your father left...
Please, don't bring him up.
I'm just saying, it was hard enough to raise you on my own. Can you imagine what it'd be like for him growing up, losing you both?
Yeah, well, whose fault is that, huh? Ow!
I love you, Saul. I love you more than anything. But I can't let you blame me anymore. I have cried myself to sleep every night. My heart can only break so many times. There's a few left. Finish your own damn stitches.
I'm trying to. I am.
Figure it out. No matter how hard, how painful it is, you are not the only one suffering.
All right, here's the rest of the water you asked for.
Thanks. I got it from here. We can shower on our own.
It's a little blurry, but hey, I think it'll work.
Well, if the symbol does anything at all.
All right, so we have Cody loaded up, scuba gear. All we need to do now is get clean again and head over there.
If you want, I have an extra tank and gear as well, assuming Saul won't need one.
So if you want someone else...
Kelly is trained, and I wouldn't even need a suit either.
I don't know.
And Kel did a hell of a job at the hospital with me.
I know it seems to make sense to throw more bodies at this, but that doesn't mean it'll make it any easier. More noise, more smell, and not enough repellent for all of us. I need to keep it tight, and... Well, what if there's fallout?
Like how?
Well, if Roberts gets out, he knows where Dunbar is. There could be retaliation. He could be capable of that.
Then don't fail.
I wish it was that easy.
How will you know for sure if you got him? Cody's just going to plant the bombs, right?
It's built to transmit us a live video feed, so we'll be able to see when it's down there. And I won't detonate the C4 until I see him.
Yeah, but wouldn't you lose Cody?
We're using all of our explosives. There won't be much use for it after that. And I'd rather make certain he's dead and whatever's down there is gone. It should be more than enough to collapse everything if we get it in the right spot. I'd love to get more information about that place before we send Cody down there, but I'm not sure that we'll have time for that. This is a one-shot deal.
So we gotta go. Want me to go scrub down now?
Right inside that door, there should be a bathroom. Drains still work, so go ahead.
Thanks.
Just hurry up and save us some water.
And we need to get back to Dunbar. This was just supposed to be a quick drop-off.
Bye. Good luck.
Try your best to keep in touch. We'll just be in the dark till you call.
And we'll keep trying to get a hold of Bert and Riley. They need a heads up to what's going on to avoid that area.
They know how to contact us. If they haven't tried to call in yet, then I don't know if you'll hear from them at all.
They just might need some time. Right, Mama?
Bye, Saul.
Okay. You better tell me everything you see when you go down there, okay?
Well, what if I show you? Cody's controller records the feed.
Even better.
You watch him, okay?
Who, Victor? He'll be fine. He knows what he's doing.
We'll go over the baby books when I get back. A few things I still need to learn.
Yeah.
Love you, baby.
Oh, shoot. I almost forgot. You mind handing me that? Thanks. Here, Saul.
Your katana?
You know, if you have to be quiet. Better than your knife.
Bitchin'. Thanks.
Yeah. Good luck.
Bye.
Ready for this?
No, but we're gonna do it anyway.
You're back. How did it go? You were gone for a while.
Sorry. It took longer than I expected. I just thought we were going to drop off the stuff.
I was going to head up to the roof to work on the relay. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. We're all clear here. But I'll keep an eye on the monitors for a while, just in case.
And he's going to do it?
Yeah, but I think they'll be okay. It seems like they have a solid plan. They promise to call the minute they can. But Michael also mentioned there could be some fallback if they're successful, so keep on your toes. The entrances have reinforced concrete, but they might still have a few of the big ones. That's why we moved the minigun into the lobby.
If I get that thing on the roof working, we might be able to know more sooner. Be able to talk to them and... That was fast.
Are you gonna get it?
Hello?
Hey, it's Pete.
Damn it, Pete. What is it?
Jeez, what the hell did I do?
No, sorry. It's not you. Go ahead. What is it?
We got it working.
What? What working?
The pump. The reserve's already filling up, and that's barely with a breeze.
Oh, yeah! That's great!
All right, we gotta head back to the site and finish packing everything up, but we were just really excited, and, you know, we wanted to let you guys know.
Thank you. That's great news. I'll tell everyone.
I'll call you when we get back to the safe house. Gotta get moving.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
So does that mean the other colonists can come back?
Well, we'll need to do a survey and figure out what sort of sustainable rates we can get with the pump, but maybe, yeah. Once they get their comms pointed here, we can talk to them, and I'll let them decide.
Well, at least we have our water source now. I might be able to start gardening again.
All right. Well, the radio's kind of more important right now. Tell me the minute you hear something. I'm gonna go to work.
Yeah, and Nicholas should be waking up soon.
Go. I got this covered.
Cody's all set outside. C4 is primed and ready to go. It's all cleaned off, and I put some more of that repellent sweat on it too, just in case. But I wish we had more explosives.
There'll be enough force to seriously damage the structure. And then pressure will take over. There's so much weight sitting on top of everything, it'll cave in and crush whatever's down there. We just need to get it in the right spot.
All right, I'm going upstairs. You ready for me to shoot it?
Yeah, but be careful they don't see you. Down the street, near the other entrance where we were exposed to the gas, we set up the jar of attractant. It was quite a ways away, but from our vantage point upstairs, Victor was going to be able to shoot it with a pellet gun. If our plan worked, the tunnels would empty, clearing a path for Cody. Then, once the smell wore off and they went back inside, boom. We watched the monitors intensely from the cameras we set up earlier, and waited.
Did it. It worked. The jar broke and they're coming out now, like, a lot.
Wow. Look at all of them. They're coming out over there. Our entrance is still clear.
We don't know how long we got, right? Before they figure out it's nothing?
Our tunnel's wide open. Time to go.
I'm gonna look from upstairs, see if any come close to us.
I pushed the knob forward. Cody responded and crept down the driveway and across the street, onto the sidewalk, up the wheelchair access ramp, and into the building. From the camera's view, I could see the empty tunnel in front of us as I guided Cody inside.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Constance Parn, Otto Sterk, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, Claire Doden, Greg Miller, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Editors Phil Englert and K.C. Whalen. Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter Brent McLean. Print editor Elisa Elliott. Line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.